You're with Tony McDonald here till 7, and I'm joined by Elliot Webb for Elliot and Tony at Breakfast. Now, a Worcestershire Rescue Centre is appealing to gardeners to check undergrowth for hedgehogs before using potentially life-threatening equipment. Willow's Hedgehog Rescue in Bromsgrove. So they've seen a lot more hedgehogs come into their centre this year with injuries caused by things such as strimmers, garden forks and lawnmowers. It's estimated that in the 1950s, there were more than 36 million hedgehogs in the UK. It's now thought there are fewer than a million. Our reporter Alistair Binney has been to meet owner Charlie Walker at the Willows Rehabilitation Area.
We're standing in part of your hospital at the moment. There's another section being built at the moment. There's one or two hedgehogs here, to say the least.
Yes, there are quite a few. We're just getting to the end of winter releases, and we've released around 100 hedgehogs so far. But the new injuries are coming in, and there's about 45 in with us at the moment.
Just to my right here, we've got a hedgehog who's just having a little bit of breakfast at the moment. Why has he come in?
Well, this one's a brand new admission today. A lady returned to her house, was getting out the car, and she noticed a hedgehog on the drive, and she noticed also that it seemed to be dragging its back end. She understood that hedgehogs are nocturnal and shouldn't be out in daylight, so she called us up, she's brought it into us, and on examining this hedgehog, sadly it's lost one of its back legs.
Obviously some people will sit at home and think, oh well, that's they're being attacked by badgers, they're under bonfires, but obviously there's more than that. There's injuries at gardening as well.
There's lots of injuries around gardening, and one of the campaigns that we've got on at the moment is around strimmers. Strimmers are an important part of the gardener's toolbox these days. We're not anti-strimmer, but it's about people thinking before they use the strimmer. So going into the long grass, underneath the shrubs, just check with a hand, a foot, a broom handle even, because if you gently tap a hedgehog, you're going to annoy it for a couple of seconds. If you go in with the strimmer, then they are horrific injuries or death.
You say horrific injuries. I've seen some of the photos. Some of them are quite graphic as well. These are not just life-limiting, life-altering injuries. They can kill them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Under proportion will die. In the last week alone, we've had two hedgehogs admitted with basically, for want of a better expression, half the face strimmed open. Those hedgehogs had to be put to sleep. And as part of this, we've actually started to contact the manufacturers now to see if they can just include a small section, a warning to check, because it is as simple as that. Checking can save an animal's life.
Have you had any response yet?
We've had a couple of responses. Makita UK have come back. They have said that all of their products are manufactured abroad and come already pre-packaged, and there's nothing that they can do. Steel have come back, and they've been very, very promising. They've offered to raise awareness about these kind of things, and through their dealerships and their web presence as well, which is fantastic. They're small things which can make a huge difference.
Oh, how awful for the hedgehog. Our reporter Alistair Binney with Charlie Walker from Willow's Hedgehog Rescue. If you'd like to make an area to help hedgehogs thrive, then Charlie says the best way is to leave a wild area in your garden, maybe a few log piles around the place. That will attract insects which the hedgehogs can feed on. And he also says, if possible, leave small holes in fences to allow the hedgehogs to travel through. They're a little tunnel, if you like. That'll help them to find each other and not get trapped in gardens. But do take a look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Hereford and Worcester. You'll see Charlie there with little Timmy the hedgehog.